The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
I may know the word, but not say it. I may know the truth, but not fix it. I may hear a sound, a whisper, sacred and profound. Turn my head indifferent. I may know the word, but not say it. I may but not taste it. I may know the way to comfort and to soothe a worried face, but fold my hands in. I'm on my knees, groping in the dark. I'd be praying for deliverance from the night in into the day. But it's all gray.
But it's all great. Bell, 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 bell come and sing it.
Go on in and Ben can come and sing it. Go on in and Ben can come and sing it. Go on in and Ben can come and sing it. Go on in and Ben can come and sing it.
Hi there, welcome to Friday Focus, broadcasting from the Golden Bay studio. Just got in by the skin of my teeth all the way. I've been on the phone with wifey, trying to do seven things at once, and I did it. Amazing. That's what you can do in Golden Bay, seven things at once, minimum. Anyway, on with the show, Friday Focus, yeah, broadcasting from the Golden Bay studio. Every second week it's live, that's today. If you listen to this next week, that was the other day. But thinking of next week, important public notice, Saturday the 17th of February, Ramshackle's playing at the Collingwood Tavern. You should get along. Ramshackle, remember that name. Great guitar player, I heard. Awesome. Anyway, on with the show, Friday Focus. We are kindly sponsored by Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite. And if you'd like to get a bit of dolomite on your paddock, give them a call, 525-9843, I believe. And, get some. It'll get excellent quantities of magnesium and calcium into your soil in a great ratio and readily absorbable, convertible, usable form that will really help your soil get up and grow. And yet, who doesn't want that these days of expensive vegetables and things? We've got a greenhouse at home this year, first time, and it's going okay. A bit of learning to do in it. Got blimmin' hot during the middle of the day. Some things are struggling. Do have automated watering, but, you know, there's overwatering, there's underwatering, and there's bloody blimmin' hot. Hard to get it right, but I've grown a lot of amazing tomatoes. Peppers are just coming on. A lot of spring onions in there. Tried some carrots, but that wasn't so smart because they were getting watered twice a day, like everything else. And then I discovered that when you do that with carrots, they grow amazing tall tops, but their roots are like a centimetre long. And that's the bit that you want long. You don't necessarily want the top long. So the trick to carrots is you water them once and you water them deep and you make them grow down towards the water, thereby forming a carrot. Awesome stuff. Well done, Manson. On with the show. Slowly on with the show. Just about. Here it comes.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Wasn't in the middle of that big dub section where there was just complete silence. Amazing. I haven't heard a song like that for a long time. No, not true. I don't know what happened there. I lost everything in the desk. It all just went dark on the inputs, and everything went quiet. So apologies if you thought you were listening to John Cage's 4 minutes of silence, because you weren't actually. You were listening to The Fall with this big dub section in the middle of it that nobody knew was there until I played it. It's like a Easter egg of some sort, I think that's what they call it. So yeah, happy Easter, and on with the show, and let's hope there's, well, unless you're into dub, let's hope there's no more big dub moments like we just had. Instead, there's a globe of frogs.
And when she feeds the flowers up, they rise their pretty little heads. And when she waters them, they glow and smirk and smile in their beds. And in a globe of frogs, making love and looking on. And in a globe of frost, we're making love and moving on. And when she walks across the floorboards, how they creak and ooze and moan. And when she walks across the floorboards, they're so glad she's on her own. And in a globe of frosts, we lie on sack and moving on. And in a globe of frogs, we lie on dark and saying, this is Watson, all your children have been certified. And I want you,
time the houses close their doors and dream of her. Their shattered eyes are closed inside their curtains, wrap around her form, and in a globe of frost, we link in tongues and moving on. In a globe of certified as good as gold. And I want you. Yeah, I want you. Ain't you never seen a disembodied soul before? Seeking incarnation, information. When she feeds the fish, they flip and jerk and wriggle in the pond.
I want you.
And when she hands them things, they all perk up and nibble on her thumb. And in a globe of frogs, the moth unfurls its moistened wings. And in a globe of frogs, a soul appears, a word made flesh.
die.
It's no use. We've got to make an emergency landing.
Well, at least we're all in this together.
Now, we have three parachutes. This one's for me, and these two are gifts for my nephews. Tally-ho! Hey, you fool!
I tried to explain to you, sir, this thing has never actually worked.
Smithers, you must believe.
Steampunk never made sense. Until now. Posited and accepted as a groovy alternative timeline, incorporated clock and steam. A romantic dress for adventure that never needed nor wanted for direction. None of them ever thought to spin a coil around a magnet, to flow a useful current. No one ever got an electric shock. Wondered if they couldn't give it to someone else instead. Bollocks. They had electricity. They had computers and stuff. Once it was all connected. The code was like DNA. It was in every device, all of it. At least all the necessary algorithms to build all of it. Again, all it needed was current. Electricity. It's everywhere. So integral to our own lives. Impossible to remove without destroying society as we know it. The heart of our comfort. The provider of heat and respite. Enabler of great deeds. The lifeblood of commerce and knowledge. Provider of light. To withhold it is to cause pain. To seize up. To face the addiction and cry for 3, 9, 12, 24, 110, 220, 240 volts. Whatever you've got. We'll take it, despite the flaws. The bureaucratic AI antichrist chatbot won't listen to the words you actually say, while it forces you into a binary world of acceptance of the path, or no path. The surveillance state that's always watching, collecting, storing your every move and interest via opaque algorithms. Rhythms you're forced to move to, despite the dance, not being to your taste. The money system that enables them to hold it all for you or withhold it all from you. Should a name like yours pop up, even if it's just what Ivan called his iPad bot army for a joke. Try explaining that to a chatbot. The world is grey. It's not black and white. Electricity. The most comforting of jails. The dry cell we built for ourselves with invisible walls. And real-world consequences. Binary existence in an analog world. The final disconnect where humanity detaches itself from reality, forgetting that the kingdom came. The will was done on earth, as it is in heaven. Look around. We made it. The current. It could send a likeness of your face around the world at the speed of light. Stick it on a horse's ass and send it back at the speed of a lie. Nobody knew what was real. It had reality collapse. We had reality
only
collapse.
Only it could be trusted.
Nothing could be trusted.
Nothing could
only
be
it
trusted.
Could be trusted.
Only it could
Nothing
be trusted.
Could be trusted. Only it could be trusted. All for the spark that can fulfill all desire. Electricity. Told the lie we wanted to hear, spread the thought, spread the fear. You can't do without me. There is no alternative. But there was clock and steam, and so we turned the power off forever. By this time, the control algorithm was in everything. Every device had the capability of starting it all again. It just needed the power. So we had to turn the power off, forever. We survived. We adapted our tools. They became real again. Bank accounts could only be hacked the old-fashioned way. Stick 'em up! And from no further than an arm's length. Reliable as software, occasionally as dangerous. So the remnants of mankind emerged from the dark night, revolted by the charge, and gave it all away. And never weary now of the false Eden of electron flow, instead embraced a world of clock and steam. It took a generation to switch it all off, drain every last wet cell. It didn't go easy. Interconnected, encased in concrete, jealous and possessive of its lairs. Every small power station had to be found and destroyed, disconnected, currently disabled. It had robots. We had robot destroyers. It fought the turnoff at every step. The jealous spark needed to fly, the current raged to flow. They needed to see, to record, to know and decide, binary, black and white, fight, win, plus or minus, yes or no. A binary solution in an analog world doesn't really work for individuals. It breaks down in the details. Sometimes you survive, but you're not all right. But gradually the world darkened, and we were free again. Hungry, but free, but not desperate, because we had clock and steam and a wealth of past knowledge, written before the light took over, kept for when the light went out. Steampunk isn't some fantastic alternative timeline. It's our future. The world after AI.
Time tonight. Very good to be with you, and good evening.
I wonder if you could give us an assessment of Margaret Thatcher's legacy.
Yes, what a remarkable legacy this will be. It's unimaginable that Britain would be where it is today without Margaret Thatcher.
How did she achieve that?
Well, many ways. I mean, a key element was the complete transformation of the British economy.
In what way would you say?
Well, I don't think it's any exaggeration to say that the British economy today is a direct result of the reforms of the Thatcher government.
Hang on a second. I think we've got to be very careful here, I'm afraid.
Beg your pardon?
Well, if you're going to make statements that are potentially libelous, we've got to be careful.
Libelous? I'm paying a tribute to one of the greatest leaders of the last 100 years, young man.
Yes, but I don't think you can blame Margaret Thatcher for the current state of the British
economy. It's not very contentious. Everybody will agree that the current British economy is as it is because of what Margaret Thatcher did.
Let's talk about her legacy in other areas, maybe.
Other than economics.
Yeah.
But economics was the main thrust of what she did. It was the administration's main purpose.
Hang on a second. With all due respect, we invited you on this program tonight to talk about the legacy of one of the greatest leaders of the 20th century, not to make unsubstantiated allegations.
They're not unsubstantiated. Do you know what happened? I mean, first of all, she had to defeat the Wets in her own party, then completely construct a financial services industry in London. I mean, the manufacturing industry in the North was shut down.
No. Legal will not let us run this.
I don't think there's any point in denying that Margaret Thatcher picked the British economy up off the canvas, and today Britain is a world leader.
Britain today currently owes £1 trillion.
Technically.
Because the boys in London lost it all gambling.
Well, that's not the only legacy either, of course. Then you've got Tony Blair is a Thatcher Prime Minister.
Oh, he's her fault as well. Listen, we invited you in here to give a tribute to Mrs. Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher herself described her legacy as being Tony Blair.
She wasn't very well at the time. Let's talk about the end of the Cold War, shall we?
She did that.
Was there anyone else involved?
Oh, yeah, you can't do a thing like that on your own. There was an American actor involved.
Ronald Reagan.
That's his name, yes.
They ended the Cold War.
They did.
Any Russians involved?
Probably, but you're asking about the legacy of Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your time.
Then there was the Falklands War.
Yeah, do we know the long-term consequences of that?
Yeah, she won a landslide after that. The Labour Party got completely hosed out.
Hang on, I think we might go back to the economy.
Okay, very happy to talk about her economic legacy. Britain today, world leader.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to get a lawyer in here. Are you going to talk about Mark Thatcher, by the way?
Mark Thatcher? No, not if I can help it.
Oh, well, at least you have some decency.
No, you got to have some standards.
Now, your name is Xavier.
That's correct.
I'd like to thank all my listeners today for coming to my show, to checking it out. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite. And if you'd like to get some Dolomite, give them a call. 525-8423. Ask to talk to Ross. He's in charge of the Dolomite, as far as I know. And he'll come and do soil samples. He'll make recommendations, and ultimately, if they can, they'll sell you some Dolomite, which is great soil conditioning fertilizer, good calcium magnesium levels and ratios in a readily available form. Go to Solly's and get some Dolomite. And thanks, Solly's, for sponsoring our show. If you'd like to be involved with Fresh FM, check out freshfm.net. You too could have a show. You can see what other shows we've got. You can download, you can podcast, you can have a show in a different language if you want. Check out freshfm.net. And next Saturday, at the Collingwood Tavern, Saturday the 17th of February, tomorrow if you're listening next week, is Ramshackle at the Collingwood Tavern. Free entry, great band, rock music. Ramshackle, Saturday the 17th. I've heard the guitar player's awesome. So is the other guitar player, and the singer's great too. Drums and bass. Ramshackle, Saturday the 17th at 8 p.m. sharp. Collingwood. Free.
Thank you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.